people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
Well, good morning. Arthur Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and it's Friday morning, which means we're going to have Joel Skousen with us, bringing up to date on what's really going on in the world. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. Good to be with you.
Well, what are we going to be talking about this morning?
Well, today's World Affairs Brief top story is going to be Where Have All the Soldiers Gone? And we're talking about the propaganda ploy of the Obama administration to claim that all combat troops are leaving Iraq. Actually, the soldiers are, after a brief rotation back home, heading for Afghanistan. There's been no net drawdown in U.S. forces in the Middle East. In fact, the number of private military contractors has actually increased, taking up any slack from the few thousand less troops that may be in Afghanistan versus Iraq. Obama's pullout was a ploy from beginning to end. Embedded reporters relished their role of being part of the, quote, last combat brigade in Iraq, a word carefully chosen, that is, brigade carefully chosen to avoid saying last combat troops, which is definitely not true and won't be true for many years to come. Brian Stelter of the New York Times media blog said the combat mission in Iraq doesn't officially end until August 31st. But viewers and readers could be forgiven for thinking that it ended tonight. Why? Because NBC's Brian Williams said that his broadcast of the evening news constituted a, quote, official Pentagon announcement of the end of U.S. military involvement in Iraq. Nothing could be further from the truth. Of course, other networks, from MIFT to NBC correspondent Richard Engel, got to ride out with this last departing striker brigade with all cameras blazing, and was given the special honor of announcing the formal end of U.S. combat activity in Iraq on behalf of the U.S. government. That's never been done before, as far as I know. This shows, of course, that there were special privileges given to NBC News, and, of course, there's a price to be paid for getting that privilege of being the official government stooge on the scene. Engel went to extraordinary lengths to downplay the fact that 50,000 U.S. troops remained, now supposedly mere trainers and desk jockeys. He even talked about them sitting at desks, which is just absolutely ludicrous. He would barely even admit that they'd had some ability to respond militarily, but only, of course, to defend themselves. In contrast, even the Pentagon's official spokesman refused to deny that some U.S. combat forces were remaining and stated that some combat operations are still scheduled between now and the end of the month. Incredible.
Well, you know, the American people are really so gullible. Remember when George Bush landed the plane there on the carrier? Well, he didn't really land it. He was wearing flight car, but, you know, and then he announced mission accomplished. That was back in 2003. The war was over, and the people believed it. And do they really believe that with 50,000 troops remaining, that all combat troops are gone? You know, somebody once said it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If you say it often enough and convincingly enough, people will believe. And a lot of people are going to believe they've really pulled our troops out of Iraq, and it's a lie.
Well, the end of the war may bring some measure of relief to American people, but it must be something of a, you know, of a questioning moment for the 50,000 troops that remain. Officials have been pretty straightforward about what really happened. That is, it has not been picked up by the media. The U.S. simply redefined the vast majority of its combat troops as transitional troops and then removed a brigade that they didn't relabel so that they could claim that this was the last one. Just incredible. Even this comes with the assumption that the State Department, with a new army of contractors, will take over for years after the military operations end, assuming that they ever do. This sham, of course, has worked for now. Of course, then when the new Iran war erupts, suddenly all of Obama's deceptions will be forgotten. Suddenly the U.S. will have a new justification for massive numbers of troops returning to the area from Afghanistan. Meanwhile, political parties in Iraq have still failed to form a working government. Bombings are on the rise, and corruption continues unabated. More than 4,200 of our troops have died in Iraq and more than 30,000 wounded. For all of our sacrifice, Iraq is no more free than before and no more stable. But then again, that was never our real purpose in being there. Setting America on the path to global intervention was the real reason.
And, you know, the thing that really disturbs me is when the wicked Saddam Hussein was in power, why, of course, people had electricity, they had regular water and sewage and a stable society. Yes, he was a wicked and evil man. People have forgotten. He worked for the CIA. I have books written 20 years ago talking about how Saddam Hussein was hired by the CIA as an assassin. We brought him to power in 79. We financed him all during the 1980s. We financed him. We even gave him the material to create his chemical weapons that he used to kill the people in Kurdistan and you know, during the Iran war. I even talked with a special forces man who was there assigned to help, you know, them use the chemical weapons during the Iran war. And the American people have no idea. Today, Iraq is in ruins. They have Sharia law. The Christians have been driven out. They have total corruption there. Certainly no stability at all. No, almost daily bombings. And this is the end result of American intervention in that country. And it's just totally unconscionable. I mean, how many Americans would like to live in a society where you had electricity maybe 2 or 3 hours a day in the nation's capital? And that is a direct result of American intervention. Before that, they had at least a stable country under a dictator that we had installed.
Well, as I say, it's a lose-lose situation for everyone except for the military contractors and the military-industrial complex. We got into this war first and foremost through the 9/11 deception, a masterful stroke of false flag terrorism carried out by our own government, which is still working overtime to cover up for the explosive charges placed in the various World Trade Center buildings. But the damage has been done to the American psyche, and Americans continue to be goaded into one war of intervention after another, all on the mysterious trail of the mythical Al-Qaeda, which continues to change and morph into new entities around the world, which is very convenient. One former CIA official has had the courage to speak his mind on this grand deception of the war on terror. His name is Philip Giraldi. He wrote this week that one of my favorite movies is The Tailor of Panama, based on the tongue-in-cheek story of Graham Greene's Our Man in Havana. In the film, Pierce Brosnan was featured as a corrupt British intelligence officer who fraudulently convinced the CIA to fund a secret army. When he was challenged by a CIA officer, he said, "Well, of course you don't know about this. It's a secret army." Well, he got his money anyway.
Well, unfortunately, this sort of thing does go on. It goes on all the time. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Joe just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrup, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling. Or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen, and we're talking about the tragic situation that exists in Iraq. After America's involvement there since 2003, why we still have 50,000 troops there, fully armed, and of course they say, well, they're transition troops, they're not combat troops. Ladies and gentlemen, they're troops there. It's all illusion and delusion. But boy, with the cooperation of the television, with the elections coming up in a couple of months, President Obama has kept his promise. And all of our combat troops or brigades, well, brigades, the last brigade is left, but 50,000 combat troops are still there. But President Obama kept his promise. Go ahead.
Well, we're talking about Philip Giraldi's commentary about this, how he says that the story of Graham Greene's Our Man in Havana or the Tailor of Panama, the movie. He says it's appropriate because if you want to fool someone, this establishment of false narrative is essential, meaning a false reason or false excuse for war. False narratives have been around for a long time, and at least since the time of Herodotus during the first Greek historian. But post 9/11 Americans have wallowed in their own false narrative, says Giraldi, while producing devastation in many parts of the world. Also, of course, antisepically calling these counterintelligence operations or counterinsurgency operations. A recent example, he says, of the magnificently false and malicious narrative appeared in Time magazine, which featured a cover story of an Afghan woman with a nose cut off. The magazine suggests that the United States has to remain in Afghanistan to prevent similar mutilations. Well, these things have been going on for centuries in under Sharia law, and that's not going to stop with U.S. presence. Time's tale is a blowback, he says, or a throwback to the days of the British Empire, which viewed the white man's burden in the world was to take care of the rest of the world and make sure that we bring peace in our time to the world. Well, would that it be so, but the devastation to wedding parties targeted by drone pilots sitting in air-conditioned comfort in Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada tells a different story. We're producing a great deal of civilian deaths here, and certainly that's worse than the occasional mutilations that occur. I mean, not that we justify any of those things, but you've got to look at in perspective that we're still doing more damage, creating more harm and hatred against America than we're doing good. Giraldi says, of course, the United States has sent its soldiers into combat situations more than 70 times since the end of the war in 1945, all without a declaration of war by Congress. And the president has acquired pretty much a free hand to initiate military action. The imperial agenda, relying on a completely false premise, has had a major impact on both the size and intrusiveness of the federal government, not to mention the extreme deficits that we're running by printing money and going into debt for these wars around the world. Many Americans claim they want smaller and cheaper government, less interference from Washington, and fewer programs that are intended to socially engineer the nation. But many of the very same people fail to connect the dots when it comes to a strong, assertive defense. And we're supporters of an aggressive foreign security policy because they've been lied to by our leaders about the reason for that security policy, claiming that our troops are out defending our Constitution and defending our nation. They're doing nothing of the sort. Even if they don't know it, they're furthering a globalist agenda from the American people. He says, for example, a recent opinion poll that two-thirds of Americans want to attack Iran because they wrongly believe that it already has a nuclear weapon. That's because of the constant media propaganda. This would, of course, trigger a war that would likely, says Giraldi, have unimaginable consequences to the Iranians, for sure, but not least of which would be $10 a gallon of gas and a wrecked economy here in the United States. Well, if his latter projection is true, perhaps the American people might really wake up, but it isn't going to be that bad. The globalists running our government are pretty good about keeping the public isolated from the pains of these wars. Notice that they don't tax us directly for these wars. They spend and print money and will continue to do so lest the people rebel. Well, in other news, there is a story about net neutrality that's getting bigger and bigger. You know, if you pay any attention to this subject, you know the modern word net neutrality debate took off in 2005 when AT&T CEO Ed Whitaker, who's now, I think, works for the government Motors, General Motors, though dumbly proclaimed that Google got a free ride on his network. According to Ed Whitaker, this unfairness could only be rectified by charging companies who already pay for bandwidth money to ensure their traffic reaches AT&T customers quicker than the freebies. Well, this obviously, bizarre statement didn't take into effect that all of the ISPs pay for their bandwidth on these networks and that nobody's getting a free ride. Well, the entire concept of net neutrality is really very simple. It was born out of phone company executive greed and remains driven by legitimate fear of market abuses by companies with a long history of that greed. Over the years, of course, the debate has been badly mutilated by the PR folks and the journalists combined. Now, recently, we have a threat from Google and Verizon, who are going to get together and, claiming that in the name of net neutrality that they can set some gates within their companies to determine who gets the fastest service. Well, net neutrality really has always been about phone and cable companies trying to maintain power in the face of the Internet revolution. And so there's just a lot of people playing as if that they're for and doing things for net neutrality, but in fact they're setting up the public for a control system that will squeeze out and make very unusable much of the Internet. One of the things that I find out now when I try to do searches, it's almost impossible, Stan, to get to any real substantive articles about what you search for. You're inundated with three or four pages of paid advertising first. In other words, everything that comes up is an ad for some company that wants to sell you something about these, and you can't dig down deep enough to actually research a subject. If it's got anything connected to an ad, you get pages of these ads presented before you, whether you use Google or Yahoo or any of the other search engines. It's really becoming very, very commercialized and very difficult to get productive work done in a search engine nowadays. Have you noticed that?
Yes, I have.
Well, in another story here, one of the things that is most disturbing about the loss of liberty around the world, you can take South Africa, for example, when the ANC took over and whites wanted to start to leave the country, they could leave, but they couldn't take their money with them. They had currency controls, and this was passed in order to keep currency flight. Britain had a problem years ago with their high tax rates, and they were losing all their professionals. So they passed currency controls to make sure, yeah, you can leave the country and immigrate to America, but you can't take your money with you. Well, we have the same problem starting to come up in the United States. And just like in the health care bill, they stuck in this little 1099 provision that incredibly makes everybody who pays anyone over $600, they have to get a 1099 form from them and send it into the IRS. That means you got to get somebody's Social Security number every time you have dealings over $600. It's just ludicrous. They just snuck that into the bill. You know darn well it had nothing to do with health care, and that also proves that the powers that be have these things, that just these whole list of evil things, and they start slipping them into the bills. And they do these with these euphemisms. For example, the HART Act, which here's the acronym, or the meaning of the acronym, Heroes Earning Assistance and Relief Act of 2008. I mean, can you believe that? Heroes earning. Who are the heroes and their earnings? Well, it's the HART Act. But in any case, they put it in a provision there that closed the loophole of people who are renouncing U.S. citizens. You know, we have this problem when citizens move overseas that the IRS continues to tax their foreign income as if they're earning it in the United States. And when they try to renounce their U.S. citizen, become a citizen of another country, the IRS tries to collect the tax on all their assets that they take out of the country. I mean, it's just ludicrous. And then there was the Hiring Incentives to Restore Employment Act. Don't you just love these names? Called the HIRE Act, where a little thing was slipped into the bill that foreign banks were required to hold 30% of withdrawals from an American's account, effectively turning bank employees into U.S. tax agents. I mean, privacy's gone. Many of these foreign banks are refusing to deal with Americans now. People who are moving to Latin America or Central America are finding it difficult. Only one bank in Panama will deal with these things, and they're becoming very difficult to work with as well. So beware the coming currency controls. We can expect these things to continue. Well, there's a lot of cover-up about the BP oil spill. Academic scientists are challenging the Obama administration's assertion that most of BP's oil is either gone or rapidly disappearing. Among other things, they say, is evidence of the discovery of an undersea plume of oil stretching more than 21 miles from the well site. And this plume is underwater. That's why it's not visible on top. All these dispersants did basically was cause this this oil to coagulate in a gooey mess and to sink below the surface. So they certainly have not removed with their blooms or the little bit of burning they did of the oil, which was mostly a PR stunt. They certainly haven't removed the oil from the waters. Worse yet, the toxic effects of Corexit will be seen for years. The numbers of birds, fish, and turtles and mammals killed by this toxic compound is great. During the night, of course, BP was using crews to remove all of these things and then prohibiting through the Coast Guard any journalists from taking pictures during the day of the toxic effects of these killed animals and fish as they would wash up on shore. All this led, of course, to a major propaganda coup by Barack Obama, engineering a so-called working vacation down to the Gulf Coast, and shooting a picture of him and his child swimming in the Gulf. Well, it really wasn't the Gulf. This was staged in a small bay that was outside of the Gulf so that there were no oil or toxins, at least in that area. But fishermen continue to say, especially shrimpers and other people who deal with bottom fish, crabs, et cetera, that they're coming up with oil and toxicity, and so the problem has not gone away. But we still continue to see these television commercials where they show BP pilots saying, I'm in charge of cleanup, and they show these pictures of these pristine beaches, and we're out here to serve you, and we will vow never to stop until everything is cleaned up. And, of course, the government is complicit in this conspiracy and are doing their best to project the image that things are all clean and ready for business.
Well, we keep hearing these stories about other plumes of oil, that certainly the shale down there, the floor of the Gulf is broken, and oil is continuing to seep out. Have you looked into that at all?
Well, I haven't been able to get anything definitive about that. There are these claims, but most of that oil that freshly comes up will rise to the surface, and there's a lot of people out there scrutinizing BP's claims, and nobody's seeing large new oil patches on the surface. So I would take that with a grain of salt right now. Now, one thing will say is that BP is insisting that they continue to drill this relief well even after they've capped this hole. I suggest that the relief well, in fact, is going to be used to continue to tap this new oil in this out of this pipeline. BP wants to recover the oil from the massive field down there, and it certainly is a big find. And I think that even though there's a ban on this, that this is going to be their underhanded way of being able to start to pump oil from that well.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see. I know one thing, and that is that we're not getting the truth. So go right ahead.
That's right. Well, there's also the story this week, fueled by Ambassador John Bolton, that there's only a small window of opportunity for Israel to strike the nuclear reactor, the Beshur reactor, before it becomes active. Once they start loading fuel rods tomorrow, in that fuel rod process, once it's at full minute,
hold that thought.
It'll be a nuclear disaster
to
strike it.
Please hold.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive,
it's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, and Joel was just talking about the fact that as of tomorrow, why the Russians are going to begin putting the fuel rods into the nuclear power plant in Iran. And I have people calling me frantically and saying, do you know that Iran is going nuclear, you know, on the 21st? Oh, this is terrible. And somehow, well, of course, it's an organized effort to equate having a nuclear power plant with having a nuclear bomb. And unfortunately, there are an awful lot of American people who will be swept along by the propaganda. Oh, Israel's going to have to strike Iran before that, or Iran is going nuclear. But you pick up the story.
Well, and this has been fed by John R. Bolton, Bush administration U.N. ambassador, who is a neocon. And he's got a vested interest in rattling the sabers about Iran constantly. But because of the fact that once you load a nuclear fuel reactor, it becomes a veritable nightmare like Chernobyl if you strike it with even conventional weapons. It's much worse than a nuclear bomb because it has all of these heavy nuclear particles, alpha and beta particles, as well as gamma radiation that continues to spew out for years. And nobody feels like Israel will attack that once the fuel rods are in it. But in fact, that isn't the major problem. Even though Israel has attacked Iraq's nuclear reactor before, this was, under the excuse that this was going to lead to a nuclear weapon, but it takes years to lead from a nuclear weapon from getting using spent fuel or reprocessing spent fuel from a nuclear reactor. In any case, the U.S. seems to be diffusing the situation by announcing today that they've told Israel that they don't feel like Iran is anywhere within a year of having a nuclear weapon. And so essentially they're handing Israel the excuse not to strike in light of what Bolton is talking about. So I don't think the strike is going to come. And in fact, they may well be hinting that they're going to put it off again, as they did in 2007. And I think this is an important piece of information, because once again, an election is coming up. And if you launch into a major war, this could be another disaster for the Democrats. They know that an Iran war is not going to be popular with the American people. I think they're going to put it off again. So it may not be imminent at all.
Well, that's good news, actually. I've been hoping and praying there'd be some reason why we wouldn't have the war. Go right ahead.
Well, in other stories, federal law enforcement agents at two of Homeland Security's largest agencies are blasting the White House and its appointees relative to immigration. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the acronym ICE, agents overwhelmingly said that their department's leadership has become politicized to the point of affecting the effectiveness of ICE agents, and the unions claim that they have little regard for the safety of the American people, that is, the union leader or the politicized leaders at the head of Customs and Enforcement. Of course, ICE Director John Morton and Assistant Director Phyllis Cubbin are known to be against any enforcement provisions. ICE managers or union claims that the managers abandoned the agency's core mission of enforcing immigration laws and providing for public safety, but have instead directed their attention to campaigning for policies and programs related to amnesty. This is absolutely true. I'm glad to see the union coming out against it. Custom Enforcement's Office of State and Local Coordination, the head of that is now Harold Hurt, an outspoken critic of immigration enforcement. I mean, that's just incredible. You put someone in charge of enforcement who's a critic of enforcement. As police chief for two different cities with huge illegal alien populations, Phoenix and Houston, Hurt enforced a don't ask, don't tell immigration measure that prevented officers from inquiring about a suspect's legal status in the U.S., something that's been overturned by Arizona law, and other states are following suit on that, too.
Well, I think it's so interesting, Joel, that the Congress passes laws and the administration just ignores them. In other words, basically, Congress is simply there. They give the American people the idea we have a representative government, but the executive branch of government flatly refuses to enforce the immigration laws because they have a different agenda. They're globalists. They want, of course, to change the demographic makeup of this country. They want to destroy our sovereignty. And, of course, Congress doesn't have the courage to do anything and to say, look, we passed these laws. Why don't you enforce them? Nobody ever points that out. I think it's so vitally important to realize, of course, that we have a lawless executive branch of government that has no respect for the law and has no intention to enforce the laws.
Well, we also have a lawless court system as well. The High Court now has turned down for the second time the appeal of Obama birther attorney Orley Tates, who has been challenging the legality of Obama to be the president. The courts in California sanctioned her with a $20,000 fine for supposedly filing successful lawsuits attempting to prove that the president Barack Obama was not a natural born citizen. I mean, this is clearly the courts attempting to silence an attorney on something that they refuse to rule on the merits of. The world needs to know that their judicial system is a sham. Tate's previously had asked Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, is supposed to be a reliable Republican, to stay this sanction. It was a sanction for misconduct, for frivolous filings. This is anything but a frivolous filing. When the court posted notice that the request was turned down, Tate expressed a suspicion that Thomas had not made the ruling himself, and she resubmitted the request to Justice Samuel Alito. It was that request to Alito that was rejected this week, and Tate again expressed the suspicion that the ruling did not come from the justice himself. We now have a situation where the clerks run the Supreme Court. They issue releases, but there are no signatures of any justice on that. So there's no evidence that the justice ever read a word of these pleadings. Well, while I'm, that is true that oftentimes judges don't get these, I have no doubt that Alito and Thomas are following this and have not intervened to make sure that their clerks took this case on. All of these justices, I believe, are controlled individuals. I don't think there's any one of them that truly is a champion of liberty that's independent of the powers that put them into place.
I fear that you're right, and unfortunately, when the judicial system becomes corrupt, then there no longer is true law or justice in a nation. But then what would you expect in a nation that's turned its back on God, and this is the tragedy of what's happened?
Well, one of the major commentaries I'm making in today's World Affairs Brief, and we certainly won't have time to get through this, but if people want a sample copy of today's World Affairs Brief, they can email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. But the kinds of deception and betrayal I document in this briefing have led to increasing calls by some within the movement for strong action. There's a lot of talk about Tea Party conservatives not only being fed up with Obama and betrayal by state and federal officials, but even fed up with the establishment attempts to take control of the Tea Party movement and narrow its range of solutions to electing Republicans capable of winning. Of course, real change never comes even when Republicans do gain power, as exemplified by the Newt Gingrich, his grand deception entitled The Contract with America, and the wholesale sellout of constitutional principles by the Bush administration. Of course, Gingrich is back for another try in 2012.
Joe will be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Harris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Harris Survival. Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction. For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. I guess this morning, Joel Skousen, we're in for the last segment of this morning's program. Joel, before you go on, would you like to just put out one more time how people could get a copy of the World Affairs Brief and subscribe to it?
Yes, the World Affairs Brief is my weekly news analysis service covering topics such as we're discussing today. It's available on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com. There is a modest subscription price for the newsletter, but people can get a free sample copy by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And I also showcase many of my books that I've written as part of my high security architectural career. There's The Secure Home, there's Strategic Relocation, and how to implement a high-security shelter in the home. And all of those are available on my website or from Radio Liberty.
Yes, they can get the books by calling 1-800-544-8927. They move very well, and we're certainly glad we're carrying them. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, because of all of this discontent, not only within the Tea Party movement, but longer-term discontent from constitutional conservatives who have been thwarted for many, many years, discussions on the Internet now are centering around, what to do, basically, about this. Where do we go from here? Solutions being proposed range from exercising the sovereign power of states to resist federal mandates or to getting local sheriffs to challenge federal enforcement. So far, it's not working. What we have seen is a lot of rhetoric in state legislators backing states' rights and even passing laws exempting state gun and ammunition manufacturers from federal laws. But unfortunately, there's not been a single state willing to stand up, actually, and resist federal intrusion when push comes to shove. Nor have the courts upheld states' rights on any of the big issues except the Second Amendment, which has been the only gain we've had for years. Certainly after the latest batch of rulings upholding government intrusions upon the First and Fourth Amendments by the courts, sustaining Bush administration surveillance and all these types of things, and ruling against California Proposition 8 and against Arizona's immigration law, I don't hold out much hope for the courts upholding the Constitution when it gets in the way of the globalist agenda. They continue, of course, to pay lip service to the Constitution. It's easy to raise your hand and swear an oath to the Constitution, but it's another thing entirely to actually abide by it. Well, so there's a great deal of discussion now about secession and revolution. Some of this comes from Pastor Chuck Baldwin and his lawyer son, Timothy Baldwin, and I have a major discussion in the briefs about the practicality of going through with or pursuing secession or even some form of revolution. Certainly Tim Baldwin puts forth the case well in his essay, saying freedom mostly, if not only, comes by revolution. Revolution is the change of political power from one to another. And he actually, talks in his essay about peaceful revolution, but I don't think that's really part of the definition. You know, revolution really means by force of arms. Anything less than that, that's peaceful, in fact, is not a revolution, except euphemistically. He says that in the case of America's founding, power transferred from Great Britain to the individual states of America. And he makes a great point about the fact that the states entered into the constitutional compact by maintaining their sovereignty, which has been eroded, of course, through constitutional interpretation. Rarely, if ever, he says, does freedom come by gradual progression. Actually, I know of absolutely no case where freedom has ever been gained by gradual change. None. I don't know. Do you know of any, Dr. Stan?
No, I don't.
It's only been through violent revolution. You've got to force the hand. Even the Magna Carta, they had to actually capture the king and force him to sign. The only gradual part has been the time it takes for people to wake up and reach the breaking point of toleration, which is now starting to happen in America, and which the powers that be are very much aware of and are trying to downplay and control, just as they're trying to manipulate the Tea Parties. He claims that revolution does not have to be violent. It only becomes violent when those in control of the existing government forces its will upon those who would choose freedom. Now, there's some truth to that. The government's part of the violence is, in fact, always inevitable. They will never relinquish their power voluntarily, the phony demise of the Soviet Union notwithstanding. In fact, that's been the only example that anyone can ever claim of a totalitarian regime of voluntarily stepping down. And my claim is that it simply did not happen. That was a carefully crafted deception. The communists simply went underground and are playing the role of Russian mafia and oligarchs, playing like Putin is their enemy when, in fact, he's their puppet. It's a massive deception.
And of course, people have forgotten Putin came from the KGB. Now they call it the FSB, but and they all of the leaders come from the KGB, whether it's Gorbachev or Andropov. And nothing's changed except the names, and now they put a friendly smile on the KGB.
Well, before I weigh in on the practical elements of breaking away from tyranny, one cannot achieve political change. When one cannot believe political change, we need to comment a little bit on Chuck Baldwin's piece, The Breakup of the U.S. is Inevitable. I think he was influenced by a Russian political philosopher who several months ago put out the piece that the U.S. is going to break up in a civil war into small fragments, and that this disintegration fits into the global plan of elitists to construct a new world order. Baldwin says that American patriots should welcome, participate in, assist, and even accelerate this breakup through secession of one or more states. And that secession would defeat the new world order, at least in respect to the seceding states. Well, I really don't agree either with the Russian assessment that there will be a major breakup of the, Baldwin and Edwin Vieira both make a point out that the American empire is destined to collapse, as all empires eventually collapse. But I make the point, though, that it took several centuries, for example, for Rome to collapse, and they didn't have anywhere near the powers of control and surveillance that our own government. I don't believe, for example, that secession is even a remote possibility. It takes not only a majority to talk a state into succeeding, but it takes an overwhelming majority, as it happened during the Civil War with the South against the North. Constitutional conservatives just aren't being realistic if they think that they're even close to a majority in any single state, let alone the nation as a whole. Now, I've been
tracking unless the American people really are concerned and understand what's going on, nothing is going to change. We're out of time, Joel. God bless. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks so very much.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs.
The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
This is Dr. Stan, and certainly I always enjoyed Joel Skousen. He's got a lot of great information. One of the things he said this morning is that there'd been an announcement that Israel had been told by the Obama administration that, of course, Iran will not have a nuclear bomb for another year, and so there's no urgency in an attack. Now, basically, I don't believe Iran is really working on a nuclear bomb. We have this from a number of sources. This is all hype to justify an attack. The fact that the Obama administration has told the Israelis not to attack, you have to understand that the Israeli administration is totally controlled by the Brotherhood of Darkness. I think that this is the important thing that Barry Shamus has brought out, is that Netanyahu at one time was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's a protege of the Brotherhood of Darkness here. He was put in that position of power there in Israel. And it is not that the Israelis control the American government. The American government controls the Israeli government as they control governments throughout the world. Why do you think we have troops stationed in 130 to 140 nations? Why do you think we have over 700 foreign bases? We have an American empire. We put people in power in countries throughout the world, and if they don't do what we want to, we either have them removed or assassinated. That's the way the system really works, but they can't let the American people know that. Now, if what Joel says is true, and I find he's usually very responsible, then perhaps the war with Iran will be held off for another year or more. I believe they want a war when it's coming. I'm not certain. But I think we can breathe a sigh of relief, and I'm certainly relieved if this indeed is true, because, of course, the fueling of the nuclear power plant in Iran had nothing to do with nuclear bombs. It was all simply part of a scam, playing games with our minds. Joel Bolton, who pointed out that Israel was going to have to attack before the 21st of August. John Bolton's part of the Brotherhood of Darkness. He's a member of the Project for the New American Century, a group that wants to have America dominate the world. And the whole idea, you can go to their website, newamericancentury.org. You can read their plan in my syllabus, Iraq, The Untold Story. That's a great syllabus, a great talk. You need to get the talk, either Iraq, The Untold Story, or War, The Untold Story, the talk we gave there in Colorado. But get the syllabus with it. Get the information on Operation Northwood, on the plan, the PNAC plan, Rebuilding America's Defenses, and so much other information you won't get elsewhere. All of these wars are contrived. We must understand the goal is a one-world government, and using America's military and financial power to bring that about. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand the spiritual implication of what's going on and the importance of perhaps of having a revival in America, because without revival, America will not survive. Well, I want to remind you we're having our all-day conference on the 17th of October. We do hope we'll have the usual contingent we have from Colorado. Got great speakers coming in. That's all day on the 17th of October. We hope you'll want to get our material, certainly, on the invisible government. We have a great DVD, The Trilateral Commission by Patrick Wood. We have the DVD, The Emergence by Constance Cumby, The Atlantis Connection by Chris Pinto. These all will take you into the occult background behind what's going on. And unless you understand there are spiritual forces energizing this movement towards world government, none of it makes sense. Our number again, 1-800-544-8927. Until Monday, we'll be back with you once again. May the Lord be with you.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship.